You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Hello, we are meditating in this Advent on different passages from the prophet Isaiah, and we read today Isaiah 48, verses 17 to 19. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. Oh, that you had paid attention to my commandments! Then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your offspring would have been like the sand, and your descendants like its grains. Their name would never be cut off or destroyed from before me. Now this is a message from the Lord that has everything to do with following his wisdom and his commandments. And it begins by making very clear that his teaching is for our profit, for our benefit. And then there is a meditation on this. And I think it's a meditation on the fruit of following him. What is the result of us following the Lord's commandments and his wisdom? Well, the consequence or the result of this is that peace flows like rivers, that righteousness is like the waves of the sea for us. And there is also a blessing on the offspring. He clearly says, your offspring would have been like the sand, your descendants like its grains, and their name would never be cut off or destroyed from before me. This is echoing a promise to Abraham, but also to David and their offspring, offspring of Abraham, to be numerous as stars in the sky or as the sand by the sea, and the offspring of David to be forever in the Lord's presence. And in a way, the Lord is saying this hasn't happened because of the sin of the people, especially in the case of the offspring of David, all the kings, his sons who did not follow the Lord's ways. Now it is clear, as I'm saying, that these things are not happening. These promises or these results from following the Lord's wisdom is not happening. And this is also the case for the people of Israel and the offspring of David. It is also the case in our lives. Through sin, we have rejected the Lord's teaching and his purpose for us. And this is a passage that is a calling to conversion, that we may turn to the Lord and let him restore our lives to the purpose that he has for us. So I think we have been meditating a lot on the very wonderful deeds and awesome deeds that the Lord will perform in restoring creation, the restoration of creation and the restoration of our own personal lives and the restoration of the good of all his people. We have meditated on this a lot as we read the prophet Isaiah. And here the Lord puts it in terms of following his commandments and considering his wisdom, following his ways. As he says, that you had paid attention to my commandments. So the Lord, in a way, is putting in a condition here for this restoration to happen, that we should consider, that we should pay attention to his commandments and follow his ways, walk in his ways. So I just invite us to meditate that this full restoration of creation and our own lives requires or calls for our conversion of our hearts to follow his ways and to walk in his commandments. In this turning to him, then we can begin to experience this restoration that he will make complete on the day of his return. So then we will be able to also say that our peace is like a river and that our righteousness is like the waves of the sea. Then we will also see an offspring that is like the sand and descendants like its grains, and their name will not be cut off or destroyed from before the Lord. Let us consider in this season that he is wanting our profit through giving us his commandments and calling us, inviting us to walk in his ways.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.